What about
I guess it might be called flash floods too.
Yeah, now that's the kind of rain that makes a flash flood.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What about one of these kind of rains that has thunder and lightning? What would you call that?
Well, that would be called a thunderstorm, I reckon.
Okay. And if you're facing the north and the wind is hitting you in the back, you'd say the wind's what?
The wind's out of the south.
Okay. And let's see, the opposite of southeast is what?
Opposite of southeast.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be northeast wind.
Okay. What about going back to rain here just a minute? Sometimes when it's not, it's just beginning to rain. It's not raining real hard. You call that a what? You ever call that a drizzle or a sprinkle or anything like that?
Yeah, we call it drizzle, I guess.
And then, this is not raining now, but sometimes at night in the summertime or in the fall or in the low places, this mist rises kind of up. What do you call that?
Fog.
Okay, and you'd say, I could hardly see where I was going.
It was
so
fog.
Or you say, it was so...
So foggy, you
okay.
Can see.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of that.
We have a lot of it here too. Now the other morning it was so foggy you couldn't see nowhere out.
I always hate to be out on the road.
Oh, it's dangerous to be out on the road like that.
If the door is open and you wanted somebody to push it to, you might say, "Would you please
close the door?"
Okay. And I'll bet your house was made out of this, the one we were talking about, where you have planks lapping over each on the outside.
Weatherboard.
Right. And if you need to put a nail in a board, you take a hammer and do what to the nail?
You drive it in.
Okay, you say, yesterday I what the nail into the board.
Say, Pa.
You would say, yeah, you might say, yesterday I what the nail into the board. You
I drove the nail in the board.
Or this, you might say, this nail has to be what into the board?
Drove in the board.
Okay. The top part of a house keeps the rain off of you.
That's the roof.
Okay. What about the things on the edge of a roof that some houses used to have that catch rainwater and carry it off?
It's called a... Well, now I know what that is.
Well, some people call them gutters, or some people call them eaves trough. Or
eaves trough, yeah, that's what they're called.
Okay.
I know that. Know what it was, but I couldn't.
Well, sometimes these things, you know them, and
you just can't get it out.
What about where sometimes you have, where two roofs come together and you have a kind of a place where the rain runs.
That's valley. They call them valley tins. They put tin in there.
Yeah, right. It's always a silver
piece of aluminum or something like that. They call them valleys.
What about a little house out in the back you might store wood or tools or something in?
Well,
call that what?
Is it?
You just call it a shed or
just a
tool house
or something like that.
What about if it's built onto the house? Would you have
it'd be I guess it'd still be tool house. Mm-hmm. You know, some houses is built with a stove wood box on the outside of the house, and you just put the stove wood in this box on the outside of the house to get the stove wood in and don't have to go inside.
I've seen one of those in my life, and it had on the inside it had a cover over the thing. You could lift the cover up and reach right in there
and get the stove wood. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I've always thought, when I burnt wood, I always thought, well, I'd like to have one fixed like that.
That would be really convenient, yeah.